Data: Majority of migrants in NYC still in shelters after arriving on buses. By John Binder on February 15, 2023. The majority of border crossers and illegal aliens in New York City remain in homeless shelters after initially arriving on buses, primarily from Texas. Since the spring of last year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has bused nearly 50,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City, a city that prides itself on being a sanctuary jurisdiction that will help migrants avoid arrest and deportation. Data, published by the New York Post, reveals that nearly 64% of those who have arrived on buses from Texas are still in the city's homeless shelter system. Specifically, nearly 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens remain in 91 shelters. In recent weeks, Mayor Eric Adams, D., has sought to entice border crossers and illegal aliens into shelters by offering them healthy snacks. Sources close to Adams' office have revealed that the cost estimate to New Yorkers to house, clothe, educate, and provide medical services to newly arrived border crossers is set to exceed $4 billion over the next 2 years. The mass influx of illegal immigration to New York City has essentially served as a wealth transfer from working and middle-class New Yorkers to the city's landlords. A recent report from the Urban Institute revealed that taxpayers spent $2.1 billion on a program for migrants, with almost all of that money ending up in the hands of real estate investors. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.